Simon & Schuster Audio presents 14 Miles, Building the Border Wall, by D.W. Gibson. Read by Ramon D'Ocampo. May 2017 to August 2019. Prologue. A 4,000-gallon tanker truck comes to a stop on Enrico Fermi Drive. The driver pops out, grabs the free end of a hose attached to a fire hydrant, and connects it to his tank. He wrenches open the hydrant, and the slack hose goes taut. Water squirts out of abrasions in the snaking nylon, collecting in the gutter up against the sidewalk. The concrete, all around the small rivulet, looks to be melting in the sun. So does the driver, sweat beading on his dark brown skin. The sound of the radio shoots out the open window of the truck. The DJ finishes his traffic report and tacks on a brush fire warning. California is a tinderbox. A sparkler, a tossed cigarette butt, any stray ember is capable of burning the whole thing down. When the tank reaches capacity, the driver disconnects the hose and gets back into the cab. He rolls up his window, and a few moments pass with only the sound of the truck engine, an isolated rumble. All other signs of life hiding in the air-conditioned warehouses and offices of the adjacent industrial parks. Then, the pitch of the rumble shifts low. The truck rolls forward and heads straight toward a barricade of hastily clustered road signs on metal tripods. Slow. Stop. Road closed. Do not enter. There is a narrow pathway that maneuvers around each sign, but clearly no one is encouraged to take it. A man sits to the right of the barricade, under a yellow canopy, slumped over his phone, ostensibly keeping watch. He offers no reaction to the truck driver, who navigates the switchback opening perfectly and rumbles down the forbidden road. About 100 feet after the barricade, the road dips under an overpass, but then it ends abruptly. The paved road ends, as does most of the concrete world, yielding to miles of open desert with the Otay Mountain wilderness in the distance. But there is still something of a dirt road extending into the desert, and the driver takes it. It's a slow and bumpy ride. Each rocky spot allows spurts of water to escape the tank, haphazardly dousing patches of the cracked earth. Nearly 2 miles closer to the mountains, the driver stops at a chain-link fence, which is wrapped in green tarpaulin to help conceal the action on the other side. A man in a hard hat and reflective vest motions for the driver to pass through a gate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?